Thank you for joining me, Lauren.
Not a problem, Sam.
So, Lauren, how did the 30th Daffodil Day go?
It was such a great success. It was, we were lucky the sun was shining because it wasn't looking so great earlier in the week, but we had 5,000 plus volunteers out on the day selling pins and daffodils, and all reports look like we're heading towards our target of 6.7 million across Australia, which is just so exciting. It's one of our biggest days of the year. So great to see so many people out on the ground selling the daffodils and the pins, but also everyone in the community putting their hand in the pocket and buying something as well.
That's really great to hear. And where did these funds go?
So as you said, they do go to research, but Cancer Council also supports people across the entire cancer journey. So we invest money into prevention programs, support programs for patients and their families. And we also do a lot of advocacy. So when we identify a need for more treatment or more funding or for the government to act in a different way to help prevent cancer, we launch campaigns around that too. So there's quite a diversity of work that the Daffodil Dollar really goes to supporting.
And what sort of cancers are we finding mostly here in Australia?
The most common cancers in Australia, I think most people would know that skin cancer is very common cancer in Australia, a lot to do with our lifestyle here. And also lung cancer continues to be very common, as well as prostate, bowel and breast cancer.
Right. And we often hear about the importance of prevention. What can we do to avoid getting, you know, help lower our chances of getting cancer?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, actually, because a lot of people, I think, they know about tobacco and the risk of lung cancer. They know about getting sunburn and the risk of skin cancer. But I think a lesser known risk factor is really around healthy lifestyle. So, you know, the combination of maintaining a healthy body weight, eating a diet with lots of fruit and veg, and getting adequate physical activity, and those factors are actually second to tobacco or to smoking in terms of risk factors for cancer. So it's not necessarily about huge life changes, but people can do little things every day to reduce their risk, from, you know, taking the stairs at work rather than the lift, or you know, walking to the station rather than catching a bus. Little things just to increase that physical activity and maintain their body weight each day.
And Lauren, with the Daffodil Day, how did it come about? Where did Daffodil Day come from?
Daffodil's been our symbol for a long time. The daffodil is a symbol of hope. The flower represents hope. And so it really started, as you said, 30 years ago with being able to kind of show that solidarity for people on that one day a year to wear a daffodil pin and to say, you know, I'm with you, we're supporting you, and I guess get people talking more about cancer, because going back 30 years ago, it wasn't really something that we talked about a lot, and people didn't really know what caused it or how they could prevent it. And so it was a really good starting point of actually the conversation and bringing it out, I guess, of the dark corners, and actually it's okay to talk about it and show your support for people.
Great. And you mentioned that you support people not only, you know, with prevention and research, but also through all stages of their journey. What sort of support do people suffering cancer and also people close to them need?
Yeah, there's a whole range of support that people going through cancer may need. And that ranges right from just information, actually knowing that they've got the good quality, correct information. There's a lot of things out there on the internet, and it's hard to know what a trustworthy source is. So they can come to us for all of that information, as well as practical needs as well. So actually, how do I get to treatment? Where can I stay if I have to travel from a regional or rural place in New South Wales into Sydney for my treatment? Possibly things like needing help in the home, so too tired or unwell to be able to do cleaning or other things. So we have services set up that we can help people with that practical support. And then, of course, there's the emotional side as well, where we have a number of support groups set up, including telephone support groups for all different types of cancer, but also different stages of cancer. And that includes carers as well. So we have a telephone support group for carers who can call in and talk about the things that are affecting them as they're supporting someone through their cancer experience.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to help tell us a little bit about Daffodil Day.
Not a problem. Thanks so much for having me, Sam.